The state announced today it has terminated its main care contract with a Biddeford-based provider following the death of an adult with developmental disabilities in August. Maine's Department of Health and Human Services says it has already transitioned several adults into alternate housing and is working to place 65 more within a month. Patty White joins me now to tell us more about the situation. Patty, what do we know about this death?
Well, according to a press release sent out by DHHS today, the individual died in late August at a facility operated by Residential and Community Support Services, or RCSS. And all the department would disclose is that RCSS failed to administer critical medication to this person and also failed to summon emergency medical services during a medical emergency. We don't know where this happened, but the department says that RCSS has 38 homes throughout southern Maine from Wells to Auburn.
Why are we just hearing about this now?
DHHS says that it did suspend all new admissions to this provider on August 30th, and it brought in law enforcement to conduct an investigation. And while that investigation was underway, the department did an audit of RCSS, and they found that other referrals have been made to Adult Protective Services over concerns about other residents. So the department asked RCSS to submit a plan of correction, but they say that the organization hasn't made enough progress to show that they have effective quality management and monitoring. And that's why DHHS decided to terminate their main care contract.
And what's RCSS saying?
I got a written response from the CEO of Residential and Community Support Services, Christine Tiernan. She said that they've been providing high-quality services for years. She says that RCSS is cooperating with the investigation and will respond to the termination of the state main care contract, quote, promptly and in an appropriate fashion.
So the adults who are still in the care of RCSS, what happens to them?
There are 65 of them who need new placements, and DHHS says that they've found the beds. They just need to make sure there's enough staffing at the new locations, but they say the transition won't take more than a month.
Now, more broadly, what does this tell us about adult disability services in Maine?
I think that's a question that still needs to be answered. A few years ago, the U.S. Office of the Inspector General issued a pretty scathing report that found both the state and providers were not properly reporting and investigating critical incidents of adults in community-based care. It evaluated a two-and-a-half-year time period, and it found 133 people with developmental disabilities died while in community-based care, and not a single one of those deaths was analyzed or investigated. Now, that was a few years ago, and there have been some regulations put in place to improve reporting of critical incidents. And Stacey Converse, who's the managing attorney, or she's a managing attorney at Disability Rights Maine, says that the actions taken in response to this adult's death is a positive sign.
I can't remember the last time I've seen something like this, right, where the department has, you know, seen a problem and taken, like, decisive action on it.
And something else to note, Nora, about this incident is that RCSS operates 1- and 2-bedroom homes, which don't have a state licensing requirement. And that's something that the Mills administration has been concerned about. So DHHS announced last spring that it would create a licensing requirement, which the department says it's now in the process of implementing.
All right. Well, I'm sure we'll be hearing more about this story. Patty White, reporter at Maine Public Radio. Thanks a lot, Patty.
Thanks, Nora.